March 15th. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. As they were going along the road, a certain man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus responded to him, "The foxes have dens, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to rest his head." He said to another, "Follow me." He replied, "Lord, allow me to first go bury. Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim God's kingdom." Then another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first allow me to say farewell to my family." Jesus said to him, "No one who looks back after putting his hand to the plow is fit for the kingdom of God." No one who looks back after putting his hand to the plow is fit for God's kingdom. John chapter 7, verses 10 through 36. After his brothers had gone to the feast, then he himself went up, not openly, but secretly. At the feast the Jews were hunting him, saying, "Where is he?" But there was extensive discussion among the multitudes about him. Some were saying, "He is good," but others said, "No, he deceives the people." However, no one was speaking openly of him, because they were afraid of the Jews. In the middle of the feast Jesus went up to the temple and was teaching. The Jews were astonished, saying, How does one who has never learned know letters?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wishes to do his will, he will know of the teaching, whether it is from God or if I speak from myself. The one who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law? But none of you keeps it. Why are you trying to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus continued, "I did one work, and all of you marvel. Moses gave you circumcision, though it is not from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that Moses' law not be broken, why are you angry with me when I heal a man on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man they are trying to kill? But look, he is speaking openly, and they are not saying anything to him. Is it possible that the rulers indeed know that this is... Is it possible that the rulers indeed know that this is the Christ? We know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows from where." Jesus was teaching in the temple and called out, saying, "You both know me and from where I have come. I have not come from myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." They were seeking to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, for his hour had not yet come. Many people of the crowd believed in him and said, "When the Christ comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard that there was much secret discussion about him, and they and the chief priests sent officers to seize Jesus. Jesus said, "I am with you for yet a little while before I go to him who sent me. You will look for me, but will not find me, and you cannot come where I am." The Jews said among themselves, "Where is he about to go that we will not find him? Will he go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will look for me, but will not find me, and you cannot come where I am'?"